Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and let me suggest, from my perspective, there are three essential virtues for a functioning family today. First is communication, and communication is more than me talking and telling others how I feel. Communication is a two-way street. It is not only talking, it is listening carefully. And so parents have to listen carefully as their teenage children go through the anxiety and the fear of growing and ultimately breaking the bond with you so that they can become their own man or woman. And teenagers have to listen to parents in their own loving concern and their fear as they watch you go through that process. Secondly is forgiveness. We need to forgive one another every day. There's a saying that the Irish forgive, but they never forget. Doesn't work. We need to forgive and forget so that we can move on. And thirdly, let me illustrate this with a brief story. In June of 1976, I was transferred from St. Joseph Parish in Oil City to St. Jude's here in Erie. I've always stood at the entrance to church and greeted people. And as I did that at St. Jude's, there was a middle-aged couple who would come to Mass every week who were two of the funniest people I ever met in my life. I looked forward to their coming through the courtyard because I knew I would get a good laugh. One hot August afternoon, I was driving on West 12th Street. I had my Roman collar on. I had the windows down because I didn't have air conditioning. And as I approached 12th and Peninsula Drive, I slowed down. I was in the driving lane. And as I got up there, in the passing lane, I spotted this couple sitting in their car. They too had the windows open. So I thought, I'm going to have some fun. So as soon as I stopped, I went like this. It wasn't them. I had never laid eyes on these people in my life. And I don't know if you've ever sat at that traffic light. It doesn't change. I promised God I'd become a missionary in Africa if he would just change that traffic light. I'm looking straight ahead, and out of the corner of my eye, I can see them leaning ahead, looking over at me. And I think that's the third virtue we need. We need to laugh at ourselves. We take ourselves much too seriously, and a great deal of life is absurd. And if we can laugh at it, we can conquer it. We need to communicate, we need to forgive, and we need to laugh. Amen.